It's October 9th, 2014. This is the last show hosted by Courtney Shane Williams. We talk about this Ebola. Yeah. Ebola, Ebola. I don't know what it is, but it's freaking me the hell out. We also talk about Geno Smith of the Jets going to the movies instead of going to a meeting that he called. And I think we're going to round up the show talking about the Cleveland Browns being favored against the Pittsburgh Steelers this week. Thanks for listening. This is the Last Show Podcast. I call it that because this may be it. That's my music. You hear it? Turn that up. She want neo soul, cause hip hop is old. She don't want no rock and roll. She want platinum or ice and gold, gold. With a whole lot of something to fold. If you were obstacles, you cold drop me cold. Cause one monkey don't stop the show. Little bear is bad. In these streets, she done ran. Ever since when the heat began, I told a girl, welcome to the fall last back. Show. Let me hold your hand. I'll enable you to beat the plan. I'm taking these Lunadin whatever. I shouldn't say their name because they're not paying me. But I'm taking these they're not even cough drops, they're throat drops. I don't know what the hell is going on. I went to Target to get some cough drops, and they only sell big bags of cough drops. I mean, big industrial size. Flu inflicted first grade children size bags of cough drops. It's like 300 cough drops in a bag, and they're $7. I mean, I'm not cheap, but $7 is too much for cough drops. I mean, $1.50, $1 if I swipe my Safeway card, that's a good sale on cough drops. I'm not spending $7. I'd rather have a sore throat. I made that decision. But they had these throat drops, which aren't cough drops. They're just lifesavers, basically. And they just coat your throat with sugar and hope. And you forget about the fact that you're sick. So I've been on these, man. So it's the second podcast in a week. Feeling good. I might actually go to the club this weekend and do some comedy. By the way, if you're in Seattle, I'm at Jai Tai in Capitol Hill, Seattle this weekend. I'm there tomorrow. I'm there on Friday. Now I got to run this podcast as soon as I'm done. Ebola, man. God bless the gentleman that died. I should get his name now. But God bless the gentleman that died from Ebola yesterday. Just sad story, man. Sad. Man, I mean, I didn't really, you know, obviously when something happens to other people, you know, it kind of freaks you out. But at the same time, I didn't even necessarily know, you know, it was real, man. So God bless that guy and his family. But Ebola stuff is real, man. I was reading Ebola yesterday. I mean, I was Googling. I was on Ebola's Wikipedia page and. Whoever does the Wikipedia editing of it is like up to date. Like they were saying everything about Ebola that you would need to know. They were saying what Ebola had for breakfast yesterday. It was crazy. It was every outbreak, but this has been the largest outbreak. And like I found out that Ebola, it kills you in like 9 days, dude. Ebola is like almost as bad as seeing the ring. Like 9 days is all you get. And it can be dormant for like 21 days the most, but you can't, I don't even know. It's like some part says you could spread it by air. You can't spread it by air. Bottom line is it's carried through your secretion, but you get so damn sick that you can't even like leave. So, and then it talks about basically it's sanitary issues in certain, you know, parts of third world countries, and they don't have running water and they use needles and things like that. And that's how this, you know, disease has spread to this point. So, you know, basically that's what it does. So it's just been freaking me out, man, because I go to the gym all the time and old dudes in the locker room love to take all their clothes off. Like before they even get in the locker room, these old men are naked. I never see them with clothes on. And I'm at a new gym, and the new gym I go to has a sauna And for some reason, old people think it's okay to keep their clothes off next to you as long as the heat's on. Look, weird. It's weird. Why would you take your pants off? Oh, because we're in a sauna. So put a towel, just balls stuff is all out, and they're doing crunches in there. It's like, that's not what the bench is made for. So I usually take a shower or whatever at the gym. I won't shower at the gym anymore. Not until I figure out what's going on with old Ebola, because I don't know who has it. They say if you're vomiting, you know, people vomit, you want to get away if people are vomiting, which is fine with me, you know. Because, I mean, I get, when someone starts vomiting, I mean, I don't, you know, get closer. But I will stand there and watch. I will watch. Now I won't even watch anymore, though. See somebody vomiting, you know, I'm not going to stick around. You know, I'm just going to bounce. I bite my fingernails, too. This is why this thing is freaking me out, because it can come through your, it can get in through your mouth, man. So I bite my fingernails. I'm in the locker room. I touch stuff. You take a shower. You know, maybe somebody used that same soap. Next thing you know, you soap it up. Then it gets in through some kind of open orifice. I'm not doing that, man. I'm not doing. Matter of fact, I worked out with a turtleneck on today, dude. I didn't even want to touch the bench somebody else used. I don't know if it can come, you know, through your sweat. I had on two shirts and a turtleneck. I'm serious, in jogging pants. I'm dead serious. I'm not even joking. And I wiped off the equipment before I got on and wiped it off when I got done. Just to make sure none of my sweat would touch anybody else's sweat. I'm freaked the hell out, man. Ebola. And I'm wicked. I'm studying Ebola for 15 minutes. My wife came home. I'm telling her all about Ebola. And she's like, wow, how'd you figure out so much? I was like, man, look, dude in Texas died. It's crazy. And I already don't like flying. Like, I'm already petrified that, like, the plane will go down. Now I got to worry about, you know, Ebola getting on me on the plane. I'm bringing my own mask when I get on the plane. And I'm wearing a turtleneck. This is the only way, man. I seen a woman with a turtleneck a couple weeks ago. And I made fun of her. Because it's funny to say turtleneck. Turtleneck is just funny. There's words like that. Turtleneck. It's funny. However, in my defense, I made fun of her because she had on a short sleeve turtleneck, which seems to defeat the whole purpose. It's a short, I mean, come on. You can't go turtleneck and short sleeves. You know what I mean? Honestly. That's like having on a sweater tank top with no shirt underneath. Like, you know, you got to pick one way or the other, you know? So, that's how I'm going to do it, man. I fly on planes. I'll be wearing a turtleneck, gloves, combat boots, and a mask. I don't know. Freaked out, man. But, on, you know, God bless that, guys. It's crazy, man. How fast it gets you. Just, I was like, nine days. I mean, dude, it takes me 14 days just to quit my job. Like, Ebola don't give a damn about rules or vacation. Now you get Ebola 9 days, man. I was like, wow, that's crazy. And like the fatality, it's like 50 to 90%. So some people actually do survive. I guess there is, you know, they can give you treatment, but more or less, I guess they're treating the symptoms and just trying. Because that shit, it shuts down your organs, dude. Honestly, it shuts down your organs. Like, this thing can, like, wipe out half this country. I'm hoping this thing don't mutate, though, man. And can we just cut off, like, the whole Liberia thing? I mean, I know some people, you know, they got family members there or whatever. But, you know, don't let them come back. That's all I'm saying. Make them, you know what you could do? You know, maybe, don't want to be insensitive. Make them wait in the airport for 9 days. See, you know, just check them. You know what? That's honestly, you should have to fly in. There it is. Boom. You should have to fly in to some isolated location. If you come back from, you know, Liberia, you fly into whatever it is, you know, middle of nowhere, North Dakota, and they quarantine the plane and they keep you there. You know, and you have doctors and they treat you and the whole thing. And once, you know, okay, you ain't got it, you know, we'll, you know, let you go, and, you know, tell everybody else. But it's trippy, man. They euthanized the dog. They kill it. You know, it's real, man. When people start killing dogs because they might know somebody that was infected, it's crazy. When you start going Michael Vick, out of precautionary measures, man, I got to get nervous, man. Killed a dog. For crying out loud. Lassie. He gone. So, I don't know what I'm going to do, man. Turtlenecks. We'll talk about the New York Jets quarterback situation right after these messages. Do you know where comedy and content get it on? No, Courtney. Tell me. I thought you never asked. Comedy and content, get it on at ComedicPros.com. ComedicPros.com brings you The Last Show podcast, Courtney Shane Williams' comedy career, and everything else he's interested in doing. So if you're interested in this show, please go to ComedicPros.com and subscribe for the latest podcasts and article updates. Now, back to the show. Man, the Jets are funny. New York sports fans and team, they're all just funny because they are all under this immense delusional pressure. However, they never really have the tools to succeed, except for when they get lucky and like a ball is stuck on the side of a helmet or Eli Manning can't get right, throws a pass down the sideline. Other than that, man, it's just funny. Geno Smith. I guess early in the week it came out Geno Smith didn't make it to a meeting because he went to the movies, which I don't blame him. If I played for the Jets, I go to the movies too, man. I'm gonna waste my time with these losers. That stuff is rubbing off. Geno Smith, that dude was like a Heisman Trophy contender for like 3 weeks. Then it all fell to pieces, man. But word on the street though is Geno Smith went to the movies, and I guess he was on West Coast time, or he was on East Coast time, but they are on the West Coast, which I appreciate because that's the way I live my life. I'm on East Coast time right now. That's the way I live my life. However, I'm not late to meetings. And apparently he was late to a meeting that he called. Like, you can't call a meeting and then be late. Like, you know what I mean? So, while I don't blame him, and I think it's extraordinarily funny that 1 week he starts cursing out fans, and then the next week they snatch him out, and then he calls a meeting to rally the team, and then this dude goes and sees Gone Girl. It's funny. I think it's funny. And I don't blame him for missing a meet. The Jets are a lost cause, dude. They're going to get their ass kicked again this week. And what, that'll put them at like 1-5. They're the Jacksonville Jaguars. It seems like they should have more talent, though. You know, and the funny thing is they overachieve. They shouldn't even be as good as they are now. I mean, they almost beat the Packers. This is the way the Jets do, man. And then Michael Vick. Michael Vick comes out today or yesterday or whenever it is, but I saw a story today where Michael Vick said he wasn't prepared to play. Man, this nigga's not shy anymore, man. Michael Vick was like, dude, not only did I show up, but I ain't even playing a play. Like, he didn't plan to play. Geno Smith ain't good enough to play. And Geno Smith is calling me. What did they do when they got to the meeting and Geno Smith wasn't there? Like, what do you do? Like, if you get to work and the boss isn't there, you know what I do? I clock in. Like, immediately. That's the first thing I do when I get to work for any, or I get anywhere for anything. I clock in. I remember one time I did a show in Florida, and it was in Clearwater, Florida, and this club still owes me money. But I went to the show, and their power got cut off. The power was cut off, and everybody there, the club owner wasn't there. And I was calling him, and he was like, yeah, we're trying to get the power on. Now, I'm no idiot. It was 8:30 at night. The power company is not coming out at 8:30 at night. And he was, and everybody there tried to act like they didn't know that their lights was cut off. Like they were still functioning like it was an actual bar. But this is Florida, so they had like an outside bar. So everybody moved to the outside bar. And these dudes are making like blended drinks. I don't even know how they got the blender to work, dude. People in Florida are weird like that. They probably hooked it up to a generator in his boat. But everybody's outside chilling. However, I knew there was no show, but I wasn't leaving because I had to get my money. So I went and I stayed for 2 hours because that's as long as a normal show goes. And I left. And to make things better, I went back the next day for the Saturday show. And the lights were still off. And I stayed for 2 more hours and I left. And I called them and I said, you owe me the money because I did the show. I did everything I could to do the show. And that's how I think. And by the way, when I get back to Florida, niggas giving me my money. I don't care how old he is. And that's what I think the Jets did. I think, you know, Geno Smith calls a meeting. He don't show up to the meeting. You know, he's watching Gone Girl. You clock in. And you go to the meeting. I think even if nobody there, you go to the meeting, you make paper airplanes, you know, you work, you know, start. I mean, I break out, you know, some handheld, you know, what, Nintendo, you know, maybe you play Madden. Maybe y'all can win that game. You know, you play Madden against a team that y'all couldn't win. San Diego, you know, San Diego versus Jets. You play Madden. And maybe you win the game, and then you stay for a couple hours, and then you leave. That's what you do. The funny thing is it doesn't get any better for the Jets. They have to play Denver this week. I just took Denver in my eliminator pool. I didn't even know. By the way, I'm still alive in my eliminator pool. It's week 5, man. This is like the longest I've ever went. I took Denver in my eliminator pool. I basically take whoever's playing Jacksonville or the Jets. I'm pretty sure that can get me at least – till Thanksgiving, and then I got to make real decisions, man. Real decision. I can't believe, though, that I'm a Browns fan, that I'm still in the season as a Browns fan. The Browns are 2-2. 2-2. And they actually look like a good football team. They don't look great, but they look good. Like, they're not, you know, the Washington football team or the Jets. I mean, they're not the Jets. They have a professional quarterback. Brian Hoyer, I love the guy. I think he's going to be a great backup. I'm not saying like Johnny Manziel's a starter, but let's be honest. I mean, Brian Hoyer is my age, and I'm not about to play quarterback. I'm surprised he didn't want to get hit, but he's from Ohio too, man. He's from Ohio. Went to that one school in Cleveland. There one dope high school in Cleveland. Shout out. You know, I was born in Cleveland, Ohio. I don't know why I threw that in there. I just felt bad about saying he was a backup. But he is. I mean, he's a backup quarterback that can spot you games. There's no slight in saying somebody's Kyle Orton. Kyle Orton's a professional quarterback. It's been a Rex Grossman. These guys are good quarterbacks, and they can start for you for a year. And Rex Grossman went to a Super Bowl, you know, so they can start for you. Kyle Orton, he started games. He was very good for Denver until Tim Tebow came in. And Tim Tebow, you know, he couldn't wait on them sidelines to be ready. Now, he had to ruin his career early, you know, so they threw him in there. So, Brian Hoyer is great, and the Cleveland Browns are favored. I know they're at home, but they're favored against the Pittsburgh Steelers for, like, the first time. I would go out on a limb and say this is the first time they're favored at home to the Steelers since they've been back in Cleveland. I mean, it has to be. I can't ever remember expecting them to beat the Steelers when they play. Matter of fact, I think like Ben Roethlisberger is like 18-1 against the Browns. So I'm shocked. I didn't take them in my eliminator pool. I'm not taking the Browns. But I love the Browns. They probably shouldn't have won that game last week, but they should have won the week one game. So they're exactly where they're supposed to be. Maybe they should be 3-1, but 2-2 is fine. It's fine. The defense hadn't even played well yet either. So once that defense tunes up and Phil Taylor's hurt again, but if that back end tunes up, they got a chance. They got a chance. And they can run and pass on the Steelers. I think they can beat the Steelers. I'm picking the Browns to beat the Steelers. There it is. I'm picking the Browns to beat the Steelers. Browns go 3-2. And their schedule gets super, super easy after this. After this week, the Browns schedule gets super, super easy. They've already played the tough spot, which is why I thought Johnny Manziel would be playing by now. I thought the bye week, they'd be done. They had Pittsburgh, New Orleans, Baltimore right out the box. I thought after week three, Johnny Manziel would be in there. The problem is they shouldn't have lost to Pittsburgh. They beat New Orleans, and they probably should have beat Baltimore too. So the games were so close, he got another shot. They come back against Tennessee. Now you got Pittsburgh. And if they beat Pittsburgh, Johnny Manziel will not play this year. If Johnny Manziel wants, you better root against Pittsburgh. Matter of fact, if I was Johnny Manziel, I would play for Pittsburgh next week if you plan on playing. Because after that, they have Jacksonville, Oakland, and Tampa Bay. That's three wins right there. So they beat Pittsburgh. They're 3-2. If they get to 6-2, Johnny Manziel, you won't see the field. And they're getting to 6-2, or they're winning the next three, no matter who the hell plays. So if you get to 2-3, maybe you get 5-3. Yeah, man, Johnny Manziel ain't playing this year. I just decided it. Unless, you know, God forbid he gets injured, or Brian Hoyer gets injured, God forbid, but they get to play Jacksonville, and they get Oakland at home. Oakland is awful. They bury the football, though. You see that? I don't know if you see it. I should put a link up to that next to this. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put a link up. Oakland, they bury the football. That represents the first four games of the season. So they've cured themselves. It's over. The first four games have been buried. They should have thrown some of the players in that hole with that football. It's good. The football didn't do anything, man. I want to know if somebody unburies the football while he's not looking. Like, honestly. Like, if that actually worked, you know how many footballs Oakland would have buried right now? If that actually worked, like just a field full of football, like that scene in The Illusionist when all the lights light up in the field and Ed Norton is blown away. Like, that would be what Oakland's practice facility looked like. It'd just be buried footballs everywhere, man. It's so ridiculous. This symbolizes, but I know Bill Belichick has buried a football before, and Parcells has buried a football, and that's why those teams have won Super Bowls, because they buried footballs, and they understood the point. Or they were stinking and joining. But if you're, what's his name? The coach of Oakland now, I mean, you got to separate yourself from Tony Sperano. You used to coach the Dolphins. You're the coach of the football, you know, the Oakland. This could be your shot. If Oakland wins out, he'll probably get the job. This is so ridiculous. He has no shot at getting the job. You stink. You stink, Oakland. And God bless the guy with Ebola. Hopefully the Browns win this weekend. I am picking the Browns, and the Jets still stink. Thanks for listening to the show. I am at Jai Tai Friday. Also, tickets are on sale for the Tap House Sessions Comedy Showcase in Seattle. It's only $6 if you enter the code COMEDIC on Brown Paper Tickets. I'll put the link up as well. You enter that code COMEDIC and you get $1 off entry. So definitely come out to the show. I will talk to y'all later. Follow me on Twitter, YouTube, Courtney Shane. K-Shane Comedy. Follow me on Twitter at Courtney Shane. Thank you for listening to the last show. I will talk to you later. Bye-bye.
But thanks for your time. Then you can thank me for mine. And have
sister that said, forget it.
Aha! Aha! What do you know from funny, you bastard?